This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological. And this is a new moon in May. The winter coldness is moving out of the soil. The warmth that's about to come is expectant. Such a good time to be together as a community and to cast seeds of intention. This is what people have done for so long. They come together in the new moon, they would gather, they would share food, they would share laughter, they would share songs, and then they'd go out under the new moon and plant seeds. And they plant seeds under the new moon because that's a really nourishing time for seeds to go into the ground. It's a gentle time. It's not too hot. There's not too much sun. The seeds have come out of a dry, dark storage space. These seeds have been shared by people each season who grew them and collected them and then give them away, because our abundance is collective abundance. We are sharing a moment of enormous abundance together. Thank you so much for being here tonight. The growth in our community, as I look around here tonight, is so moving. And that's the work we're doing here. What we're trying to do is reconnect, actually, remember. To put back together is to like remember things. These are basic things we all know from different traditions. But we're doing this on a land that has a very deep tradition. This building was, before it was a storage warehouse, it was Standard Oil. And it was Standard Oil because there's lots of oil everywhere in this area because living things drift to where it's wet. And this is where the Wild River would flood. And when it was still flooding, people lived here for millennia. And those people were called the people of Tovangar. This area is Tovangar in pre-colonial times. And we're so thankful to be here today as non-native people to this land to help her repair and to find the way back to remembering the logic of place. So thank you so much for being a part of this. It means so much to the Metabolic Studio team and I. And one of the things that have been really difficult is language, to call these things that we are remembering, especially those of us from other traditions. And so sometimes we rely on sound to communicate, where language falls short. And so tonight, with your attention, we ask you to receive this energy work that comes to you by the extraordinarily talented Douglas Lee. Yeah, right? Who, like the seeds we're going to plant together, has received a lot of inspiration from Brothers Bache, who seeded his imagination with these wonderful shapes which will amplify the sounds that we'll make together. So like in agriculture, the idea that we are sharing the action of making sound as energy work is embedded in the tradition of the Bache brothers and comes to us through Doug's care and attention to their work. He's traveled all over the world to be in spaces with these instruments and watched people play these things and thought long and hard about the translation of it. And I'm so honored that he's named this piece the Metabolica. Because you're here, and it means, again, the world to us that you are. And it's a party because Douglas has made a masterwork in the spirit of his mentors, the Bache brothers, and Sonic Division is the part of the studio that is that language arc where we don't necessarily have words, we make sound. And so we're going to hold space for Douglas, Olam Jones, and Aaron Evansberger, back there. And then we will explore this. We've never done this before. We haven't played yet together except for last night. So you're welcome to, if you're inspired, use your voice. Use your hands. We might circulate to encourage that. And then afterwards, if you feel like planting, Millie, who's right here, will be standing by the big concrete orifice that we call the mother well. And she will have seed packets and instructions for you. We're going to plant the big shape, the number 9, the milpa. Milpa is Spanish, I believe, for mutual aid between living things. So it's a garden of mutual aid, and we are using the traditional plants of corn, beets, and squash. But many cultures have things that grow well together. But we're using the traditional corn, beets, and squash. You're also welcome, and we're also very happy to have so many of the vendors that we have been working with from Inclusive Action here tonight. Big round of applause for you. We'll be sharing this space all summer, beginning in July, and programming it on Sundays, so there'll be lots to learn. But we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, I'm going to let language go quiet, and we'll have a sound experience followed by some planting if you wish. So, again, Douglas Lee.
Thank you.